Thursday in the 33rd week of the ordinary time too. The first reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 3-8. For we are the circumcision, we who worship to the Spirit of God, who both in Christ Jesus, and do not put our confidence in flesh. Although I myself have grounds for confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, in observance of the law, a Pharisee, in zeal I persecuted the church, in righteousness based on the law I was blameless. But whatever gain I had, thee I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, verses 1-10. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to him. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eat with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he did find it, he set it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he called together his friends and neighbors and said to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Sharing. First theme, God's mercy. Many of us are proud about our glorious history. Descendants of a rich, famous, powerful ancestors, citizens of powerful nations, etc. But many times, this prideful feeling doesn't help, but causes trouble for us. Therefore, we need to carefully examine ourselves to see what really helps us in our life. Today's reading emphasizes God's mercy. All things we have are from God. Without Him, we can achieve nothing. We can become righteous by our own effort. As Paul repeated over and over this point, but only because of God's mercy. In today's first reading, St. Paul recalled his past life to prove this point. He recalled that his glorious pride called him to be planned and almost died on the way to Damascus if God had no mercy for him. This experience was the major event in Paul's life and shaped up his theology, expressed in his letters. In the Gospel, Jesus opened the scribes and the Pharisees' eyes so that they can see the reason why people are saved. It is God's mercy, not their attitude in which they believe that they can raise salvation by their own works. Second analysis. First reading. Should one hope on his plan or on God? Third, Paul examined his life. When Paul looked back at the glorious history which he was very proud, he wrote the words, "If anyone else thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, in observance of the law, a Pharisee, in zeal I persecuted the church, in righteousness based on the law I was blameless. But because of the event that happened on the way to Damascus, he re-examined his belief. If his maltreatment of the risen bleed God and bring out his own salvation, the event would not happen. God can put him to death because I said to him that he were persecuting him. God can let him be planned the rest of his life, but he healed him to the priest Hananiah's hand. God can let him to stay in his purpose pride about his glorious history, but he chose to reveal him his truth. God can let him to live a normal life as many faithful, but he gave him the mission to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Second point, Paul was enlightened to recognize God's mercy for him. After Paul compared his glorious history with God's exit from the Damascus event till now, he humbly confessed the truth. Whatever gain I had, I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. The first and most important profit is to know the truth. And the truth above all truths is Christ himself. Paul affirmed this. The supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. His past experience opened his eyes to know the great loss of not knowing the truth. The second prophet as expressed in his theology. People cannot become righteous by careful keeping of the law, but by their faith in Christ. Soon, God had mercy on people. He gave Christ, His own Son, to die in place of people. It is because of Christ that people can be righteous before God. If God doesn't reveal the truth to Paul, he might lose his salvation. Third point, Paul draw out true conclusions for his future. He gives true practical conclusions. First, circumcision, which Paul's opponent required recent faithful to do, had no effect because true circumcision is not outward in the flesh. Rather, one is a Jew inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit, not the latter. His praise is not from human beings, but from God. See Romans 2, verse 29. And he confirms the faithful. We are truly circumcised, those who worship God through his spirit, those who are proud because of Christ Jesus, not by the flesh. Second, give up everything to possess Christ. Paul makes a final conclusion. For his sake, I have accepted the cross of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ. Second, the gospel. God have mercy for all people. The third point, judging others instead of judging oneself. One of conflicts between Jesus and the scribe and the Pharisee is the hypocrisy. They always questioned Jesus, violating the laws such as not washing hands before eating, healing in the Sabbath, and eating with sinners at in today's passage. Luke listed out two judgments which the scribes and the Pharisees did. Judging the sinners, they considered tax collectors and prostitutes as sinners, and believe the people shall not inherit God's glory in his kingdom. Judging Jesus, they complained Jesus, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. For them to contact with the people make one unclean. In other places, Jesus compared them with painted tombs. They look nice from the outside, but they are full of worms inside. Jesus advised them to examine and to cleanse themselves first. Then their conscience shall be clear to judge others. In today's passage, Jesus orients their hearts to God's mercy for sinners. Second point, Jesus gave them two examples about God's mercy. First, the lost sheep. The sheep get lost because of its fault, because it did not follow his owner. But the shepherd doesn't pay attention to its disobedience. He goes out and look for it. The reason why he is looking for, because the sheep belonged to him, though he still had 99 other sheep. When he finds the sheep, he does not condemn, beat up, but joyfully carry the sheep on his shoulders and open a banquet to celebrate. Second, the lost corn. The corn is lost, unfortunately. The same can happen to many sinners due to unfortunate occasions. The women lights up the lamp, sweep the house, looks up every corner to find it. Though she still had another night gone. When she finds it, she opened a party to celebrate. Some jokingly say that she might have to spend all other night gone for the party. In both of the examples, they are ended up with Jesus' conclusion. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than other 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Application in life. We must frequently examine our conscience to recognize that we are sinners before God, so that we should not judge others. God loves sinners and is ready to find them at trial or looking for Paul on his way to Damascus. As the shepherd is looking for the lost sheep, and as the woman for her lost coin. Since God loves and forgives us, we must love and forgive sinners. We have no right to condemn them. Amen.